Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are here to talk about Wildlife Wednesday. Welcome, featured speaker Yasiman Shakiri.
Thank you.
Yes. And also with us is Irene Morris, representative of Alaska Wildlife Alliance Southeast. Hi, Irene.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Would you please tell us, would you please give us a quick overview of Alaska Wildlife Alliance?
Okay. I'm a volunteer with the Southeast chapter of Alaska Wildlife Alliance, and basically we are wildlife advocates. We do a lot of education, which is what Wildlife Wednesday is, because we feel that the more people know about wildlife, the more they're going to protect the habitat and the species. But we also do some advocacy work. If there's a wildlife bill, which we're at legislative session now, so we'll be doing that. We'll be covering bills and testifying if asked, and then we also go to any court hearings of people that might violate wildlife laws here. So basically education, advocacy, and we are always looking for volunteers. So
that's great. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
The topic of tonight's presentation is salmon-supported bears, seed dispersal, and small mammals. Yasiman, you're a wildlife biologist from Alaska Department of Fish and Game. How did you get into that?
I've always been interested in wildlife since I was young, and I started out as an undergrad working on wildlife projects and getting my bachelor's degree related to ecology. And then after that, I worked several years in different wildlife projects, mainly with carnivores. And then I started my master's project in Alaska. And while I was collecting data on salmon-supported bears, seed dispersal, and small mammals, I was able to get a job with ADF&G doing moose and mountain goat research. So it's been a long, fruitful journey.
Would you say you're an expert on seed dispersal?
I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I've learned a lot, and there's still a lot to learn about seed dispersal and how it works with the ecosystem and various different species. So I'd say there's plenty of experts out there, but there's always a lot to learn about the topic.
What is something about this topic that most people probably don't know?
There's a lot of connections that people may not be aware of, such as salmon, their connection to seed dispersal that we may not think about, and other indirect effects, such as bears being important seed dispersers on the landscape. And it's not just like birds that most people would assume are the only seed dispersers on the landscape.
And what happens if that cycle of seed dispersion is disrupted?
You can see a change in forest composition. So the types of fruits we like to pick, like blueberries or various other kinds, could disappear or be far less common than we would expect if we don't have the proper seed dispersers on the landscape spreading the seeds all over the place for future generations.
I imagine that's part of what you'll be covering in your talk tonight. What else will you be talking about?
I'll be talking about basically how salmon are correlated with seed dispersal, and how high brown bear densities are also responsible for seed dispersal, and how small mammals help with seed dispersal secondarily by spreading it from seed-filled bear scats that are found on the landscape.
And bear scat, is that sort of a primary way of seed dispersal?
Yes. So these bears are eating hundreds of thousands of berries to gain weight. I mean, a brown bear in particular needs to take in about 30,000 calories a day. And so they have to eat a lot of salmon, a lot of berries. So you end up with these large bear scats and a lot of them all over the place. That makes them a food source for small mammals and also important seed dispersal.
What sort of multimedia materials will you be using in your talk tonight?
I'll have a lot of pictures. I'll have a lot of videos from my own project and my collaborators.
Photos of scat, among other things.
Yes, photos of scats, small mammals, and a lot of bears.
All right. Well, it sounds like a really interesting talk. Again, that is tonight, 7 o'clock, the Egan Lecture Hall at UAS, open to the public. More information at akwildlife.org. I have to say the website is very beautiful. It looks great. And it's really informative. Is there anything that either of you two would like to add about tonight's talk or about the Wildlife Alliance?
I think that this is a very interesting talk because it really locally you can look around and it's a story out of the glacier. That's how the bears, you know, they eat the fish, they eat the seeds, and then they reap the product later.
Yeah.
So it's something that actually locally we can learn a lot about and look for ourselves. So.
Yeah, I think it'll be it's an interesting cycle to look at, and it's also really important to understand how complex ecosystems can be and how there's so much more to learn.
All right. Well, I know that the roads aren't great right now, but the winter weather warning does expire at 6 p.m. and the talk starts at 7. So if you can get out to the Egan Lecture Hall at UAS, come and hear Yasaman Shakiri talk about salmon-supported bears, seed dispersal, and small mammals. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.